بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على رسوله النبي الأمي الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا. ثم بعد، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم رب زدني علما. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. Beloved respected listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, we are in this last week or the last Friday of this month of Sha'ban. And next Friday, if Allah keeps us alive, Allah keep us all alive in the state of Iman. And Allah prolong our life in good, in piety, with afiyah. That's a dua that you give to somebody. Allah prolong your life with afiyah, in piety. In taqwa, in piety. If a person has a long life, but he wastes his life, it's just all against him. And if a person has a long life, he's also pious. But you know how our old uncles, ask Uncle Dawood, ask my parents, ask people who are old, ask old people when they get old, and ask all those people who are getting white beard, even ask me now, right? The one thing that our elders say, dua karjo ke koi na muhtaj nahi bane. Make dua that we are not dependent of anybody. Huh? Like my dad, he's about 83, 84. If you see him right now, subhanAllah, he's like this skinny. He's become like that. But still he can go to the washroom himself. He can wear his clothes himself. My mother can still cook food. MashaAllah, barakAllah, see mashaAllah. A nazar could happen, that's why. And it's a week or last week, she cooked biryani for all the siblings. And we tell her, no, but, mashallah, that's a mother's love at this age, right? So, the older elders will say, Allah not make us muhtaj, independent of somebody, huh? That's very, very important. One of the du'as after salah, narrated in Sahih al-Bukhari, Allahumma inni a'uzu bika min al-jub wal-bukh, a'uzu bika min an aradda ila arz al-um. Why seek refuge in you, Allah, from reaching the age of senile. Or also, arz al-umr is the age when a person becomes like a baby. That I see with my father many times. He doesn't know. He doesn't even know where the washroom is sometimes. So there's also that physical, there's also that mental health, all types of health. Allah keep us with afiyah. Allah keep you all. Alhamdulillah, when we're with iman, that's the greatest ni'mat. If Allah takes away all the ni'mas, and Allah, please don't. Please don't, Allah. But Allah does not take the ni'mat of iman away, you're still a winner. If you have all the ni'mats, all the bounties, all the good of dunya, but you don't have iman at the time of death, you're a goner, you're a loser. Allah protect. So beloved friends, alhamdulillah. What is the sunnah of this month, as we mentioned, is fasting. But a narration of Sahih al-Bukhari in Muslim, Muttafaqali riwayats, لا يتقدمن أحدكم رمضان. None of you should be sawmin yawman aw yawmain. That none of you should, before the month of Ramadan, a day or two, he should not fast. But for a person who fasts on that day, فليصوم ذلك اليوم. Then it's alright, he fasts on that day. You know, sometimes Alim says, "This is halal for me, not halal for you." Right? Or somebody of knowledge says, it's halal for me, I can do it, but you can't. Huh? Quran and Hadith is for everybody the same, isn't it? Yeah, but you started fasting yesterday, you just started fasting today, on the 28th of Shaban, 29th of Shaban. It's not permissible for you. Because Rasulullah said not to. But me, I fast on Mondays, I fast on Thursdays, for example, the person says. I fast on Mondays and Thursdays. I fasted all through in Shaban, Mondays, Thursdays, and Ayyami Bees. If a person says that, I can fast on... Understand, this is knowledge. So sometimes So if a person is fasting, there's some who've been fasting all Mondays and Thursdays in this month. They fasted Ayyam Ibiz. Some acted even more upon the hadith to that extent that they fasted more in this month, like over half of the month, because, like I said, one of the sunnah is to fast more in this month, or in fact the whole month of Sha'ban. So some people did. So for them to fast this on Monday, you know Monday? Monday will be the, what day will be? 29th. 29th of Sha'ban. So on them, for them, it's all right to fast. But others should not fast. Others should not fast. Yawm al-Shak, the day of doubt. Oh, is it Ramadan? I'll get the reward of Ramadan. No, no, there's no such thing as shak. There's no such thing as doubt. Oh, it could be Ramadan. Or maybe those people in Saudi, they say, oh, whatever, whatever. No, don't fast. Understand? Unless you fast on Mondays and Thursdays. That's one sunnah to remember, and one of the commands of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Today I'll just share with you Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the long hadith of Hazrat Salman Farsi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, where Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasahabihi wa Barak Wasallam, on the last day of Sha'ban, he gave a khutbah. خطبنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في آخر يوم من شعبان فقال يا أيها الناس قد أضل لكم شهر عظيم. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم gave a khutbah and he said, O people, there comes over you, dawns over you a very great month. شهر مبارك شهر فيه ليلة خير من ألف شهر. A very blessed month. A month wherein lies a very blessed night which is better than 1,000 months of worship. And that is ليلة القدر, as the Quran mentions, right? Allah has made the fasting compulsory upon you. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصَّيَامُ. Fasting has been made compulsory upon you, like the way it has been made compulsory upon the people before you. وَقِيَامَ لَيْلِهِ تَطَوُّعًا. And he's made the night qiyam, the taraweeh, salatul taraweeh, enough and an extra ibadat for you. And the 5 times daily salat, and then there's a salat with Jumaat, which is salatul taraweeh. وَمَنْ تَقَرَبِ بِهِ فِيهِ بِخَصَّةِ مِنَ الْخَيْرِ كَانَ كَمَنْ أَدَّى فَرِيضًا فِي مَا سَوَى. A person who does any good in the month of Ramadan, it's like he's done a faraz outside of Ramadan. Understand? So it's that much reward. In Ramadan, you do any good, it's like you've done a faraz reward. And a person who does faraz, and he reads the 5 times a salat, the other compulsory stuff, it's like he's done 70 faraz. Or 70 faraz. Fimasa. وَهُوَ الشَّهْرُ الصَّبْرِ. This is a very important point. This is the month of patience. You know, Allah says about a deed which Allah gives him, Allah himself, Saimudli wa ana udziya bihi. Fasting is for me and I give it. Udziya bihi, it's not narrated, but the mafhum is there. But udziya bihi, I become his reward, I give the reward of fasting. All other a'mal, Allah tells the angels and for other a'mal, salat, etc. But the fast, Allah says, I become his reward. When Allah, and you know what? And in sabr, Allah says, إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّ الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Allah gives in full measures Allah gives full to those steadfast servants, sabr, the people who have steadfast in sabr, بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ, without any count, without any measure, no. There's no limits to the reward of sabr. And Allah, and Rasulullah, وَصَابِرُ ثَوَابُهُ الْجَنَّةِ. And the reward for patience is Jannah. There's two ways of seeking help from Allah, through salah and through sabr. Yeah? يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ مُنُسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. What is sabr? So everybody knows sabr karo, Allah give you sabr jameel. When somebody passes away, Allah give all the relatives sabr jameel. Allah give you sabr jameel. We say that. Huh? And where does sabr jameel come from? That comes from Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, father Yaqub alayhi salam. Fa sabrun jameel, wallahu musta'an wa ala ma tasifun. Best, beautiful type of sabr, best type of sabr, the greatest sabr. And I'll just do sabr upon your story, you know, nonsense you made up that Yusuf, you know, wolf has eaten Yusuf. Fa sabrun jameel, wallahu musta'an, right? So sabr. So sabr upon musibat, everybody knows. That upon calamity, inna lillahi wa inna sabr, do sabr. If somebody passed away, you do sabr. Everybody knows that. But sabr, the meaning of sabr, it's the whole deen. وَتَوَاصَوْ بِالصَّبْرِ وَتَوَاصَوْ بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْ بِالصَّبْرِ وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ. Imam Shafi said, this is enough. This surah is everything of deen. وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ. Who command and enjoin upon each other of haqq, and who enjoin each upon and command and help towards sabr. These are the people of Jannah, right? So sabr, it's also sabr anil ma'asiyah, which is very, very important. You are fasting, you have halal food, you have halal drink, you have a halal wife, but you will not do any of these halal things. Nobody's watching you, only Allah is watching you. Even though you're very thirsty, but you will not have the halal drink that's right in front of you, the halal water, you will not drink it because you are fasting. But if you do the haram thing, even in fasting, even outside of fasting, this is called sabr anil ma'asiyah. Any a person, anil ma'asiyah, from sins, he restrains himself. Sabr, ego, nafs, oh look at her, look at her. And it's all right, you're looking at the traffic lights, but no, your eyes go there. Just the way nafs plays with you. In the summer mahol, the attractive figures are going to walk all around. You're going to be in the state of fasting, but there, zina of the eyes, ghibat, with the tongue, listening, backway, all these sins. So, sabr anil ma'asiyah. Then, sabr alal ita'a. Sabr upon ita'a, upon obeying Allah. Fasting. No matter how hard is the fasting, you're doing sabr. That's no complaints. Alhamdulillah. No matter how long the taraweeh is, 2 hours. No matter how short the night is, you're going to do it. This is Jannah. You're going to get Jannah for this. See? وَصَبْرُ ثَوَابُ الْجَنَّةِ. So sabr doesn't just mean somebody dies and you don't sabr upon it. It also means that. Some calamity befalls you, you do sabr on it. You become sick, you do sabr upon it. Yes. But it also has this meaning, which is 24 hours at all times, all places. In fact, that if you to do something, to do the faraiz, it could become easy and a person wants to become habitual. But to actually refrain from sins at all times, all his life, is very hard. So, beloved friends, this is the month that we attain and achieve taqwa. This is كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمْ صِيَامًا كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. And then this taqwa will help us to die with iman in Islam. وَلَا تُمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تُمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. That all believers fear Allah in the manner that Allah should be feared. Allah ought to be feared. And indeed, none of you should die, but that is in the state of mu'min and Muslim. You have to live a life of taqwa. Stay with the muttaqeen. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. Stay with those people who are truthful, those people who are pious, and you'll get taqwa. So your mahol is very important. Mahol is very important. Not the mahol of Google and internet, and that's why I said in Ramadan, put all that to the side. And even if you have WhatsApp, try to take it down for 1 month. You will be in peace. That's one of my sunnah, and in one of my ways. And sunnah meaning my way, what I try to do, Allah enabled me to do that all the time. Totally get rid of my smartphone. Right? There was a very, I mentioned a friend, Dr. Zakaria Ibn Ismail in England, one of our sheikhs, murids, who, mashallah, a very professional doctor. He gave a very lovely speech even when the Medina Masjid here, the program they had in February. So from England, it was live programs, right? From here to the doctor. So he was mentioning that he has no, mashallah, smartphone or nothing. When I have to conversation with him, his uncle here in Richmond Hill, through him, through WhatsApp, then the message goes through him, to him. And he's a doctor, full doctor in this modern, and he's a fully doctored, practicing doctor in this society. He doesn't have any smartphone. And I said, Allah give me tawfiq, just to keep the simple phone that we used to have many years ago, alhamdulillah. And we all lived, and we all walked, and we're all fine, and we're all tough and buff, and we're all clever at that time in the world. We all forget. Yeah, forget. We have no memory now. Yeah, should I test you guys? You can test me too. I'll ask you some phone numbers. You won't know them. Ask away the love brother's phone. Do I know? Yes, just fine. I don't know. Do you know my phone number? Off by heart? Anybody knows it? You don't, do you? But I'll tell you the phone numbers. 40 years ago, our neighbor in Richmond Hill, meaning there was only two Muslim families in 60 Lavrock Avenue apartment, they still live there. 40 years they've been living there, 40 years my father and mother have been living there. I can still say Chacha's phone number 8849615. Right? I learned it then, and I still know that. But I don't know nobody's phone number now. This is the modern technology, beloved friends. Allah protect us from all the shirk. Make this dua Allah's turn. Allahumma faz ummat Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam min al-fitan ma zahara minha wa ma batan. Allah protect the ummat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from all trials, tribulations, and fitan. Fitan has a very extensive meaning, comprehensive meaning. Which are apparent, which are not apparent. The fitans of Dajjal are even magic in that. And we don't, that's a different topic. Let's finish off with the hadith. This is the month of sympathy. I'm eating, alhamdulillah, Allah, there's children running around for a piece of rice. There's children running around for a nice, pure drink of water. Contaminated, polluted water they're drinking. And today, look at this at iftari time, alhamdulillah. This is why we spend so much for different projects around the world in the month of Ramadan. Because this is the month of Muwasat. And when you have that hunger, you can feel it. This is the month wherein a mu'min's risk is enlarged and it doubles and Allah gives more. A person who gives a fasting person food at the time of iftari, then for him is forgiveness for his sins and emancipation from the fire of hell, emancipation of his neck from the fire of hell. And he gets the same reward for the person who fasted without the fasting person's reward being diminished in the least. You have a day, you pass it to him, he pass you his day. So you got the reward, so you pass him your day, like this, he ate your day, you got his fast, and then he took his day and gave it to you, you ate his date first, then you ate yours date, then you give him the reward too. So we should be greedy of getting reward, we should be greedy of getting. Huh? You want to give sadaqah, you want to put in Masjid Taqwa, give it to him, he gives it to him, and he puts it in, Yasir puts it in. So I give it to him. And Hazrat Sheikh used to do this sometimes. Qutbah al-Aqtab Muhammad Zakir used to give it to a student, pass it around the class, and then the last student put in the sadaqah box. So every hand gets a reward. Business, akhirat business, my friends. Yeah? If I say 100 you'll get from him, 100 you'll get from him, 100 you'll get. So everybody will be in line. How do we get the 100, 100, 100? Yeah? This is, we want to talk in akhirat currency, beloved friends. We will know the reality with this in the grave and in the qiyamah. That this is it. This is deen. This is why our salafs used to act upon this. Said every hand to the sadaqah, the donation goes, every hand. So the brothers who take it from here, go into office, different hands, all hands get the reward for the sadaqah you give. One person gives and everybody gets the reward. So you're breaking your fast, everybody, you bring dates from home. This year, inshallah, we won't have all the big trouble. Are we going to have any of those troubles? No, inshallah. What trouble? You know, all the picking up and all that will be the simple way. Now, some of you say, oh, come on. Allah, it does. Allah forgive us. Whatever the situation is, alhamdulillah, the masjids are open. The masjids are open. So, beloved friends, this is, you know, remember that. You can just pass your date to somebody. Somebody can pass you or somebody, you can give somebody water. Okay. Then here, Ya Rasulullah, we don't have something that we can break fast of the fasting person. Meaning we don't. We're poor, and they were. Poor like anything, no exaggeration, the sahabas. Meaning poor to today, we won't find even a beggar that poor as the sahabas. And I don't want to go in right now, we don't have time for that. But they were like that. So let's look at what Rasulullah said. يُعْتِ اللَّهَ هَذَا الثَّوَابِ Allah gives reward for this. If you just give a person a sip of a milk or yogurt, مُزْقَةَ لَبَنٍ أَوْ تَمْرَةٍ Or you give one day. You don't even have date, you don't even have yogurt, you don't even have lassi, you don't have milk, or you don't have nothing. But you just have water. Huh? You just went into the river and you got a glass of water. Here you don't need a river, you just have, you know, everywhere there's taps, you give him that water. There, you get the full reward of his fasting too, inshallah. And a person who gives a fasting person to drink, Rasulullah said, Allah will give him from my hawdi kawthar. From that beautiful pond of Rasulullah on the Day of Judgment, which after he'll never ever feel thirsty until he enters Jannah. The first month of this month is Rahmah, the second, Awsatuhu Maghfira, and the last portion of this month is freedom from the fire of hell. And then, in one narration, this was the narration of Bayhaqi, and the narration Ibn Khuzaima in his Sahih, وَأَمَّا الْخَصْلَتَانِ الْأَهِيرِ وَاسْتَكْثِرُوا فِيهِ مِنْ أَرْبَعَ خِصَالٍ خَصْلَتَيْنِ تَرْضُونَ بِهِمَا رَبَّكُمْ That you should do four things in abundance. Two are to please your Lord, and two which you cannot do. Two to please your Lord is an abundance. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So say sallallahu alaihi wasallam too. So it's Durood Sharif too. Salawat on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So every time you say sallallahu alaihi wasallam, salawat on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is done automatically. Huh? So alhamdulillah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And two things. That and istighfar in abundance. You ask for forgiveness. And two things which you cannot do without. Ask Allah for Jannah and seek refuge from the fire of hell. نسأل الله الجنة ونعوذ بالله من النار. Oh Allah, we ask for Jannah, we seek refuge from the fire of hell. Oh Allah, we ask for Jannah, we seek. So when you make dua, oh Allah, we ask for Jannah, we seek refuge from the fire of hell. Do we need to, are we doing collection? We can start the collection, inshallah. Everybody's requested to spend generously for the masjid. So, beloved friends, inshallah, this is the month that we have to make sure. We can start, huh? Bismillah. Are we doing the collection? Yeah. Everybody's requested to spend generously. Allah give you all barakah. Jazakumullah khair. Barakallahu alaykum. So these four things we have to do. What? An abundance, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in abundance, read istighfar. Abundance, we should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for maghfirat, for forgiving our sins. And two things which we can't do without is that we ask for Allah. Allah, please, please, we beg you that we seek refuge in you from the fire of hell, and we beg you that you give us Jannah through your fazl, through your rahmah. And then in some narrations, it's here at the end here, وَمَنْ خَفَفَ عَمْ مُلُوكِ فِيهِ غَفَرَ اللَّهُ لَهُ وَعَتَكُهُ مِنَ النَّارِ. A person who lightens the burden of his the employees, the ones who work under him, his subordinates, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will free his neck from the fire of hell, give him emancipation from the fire of hell. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make us of those pious. Allah enable us and all. Many people have right now, a lot of people are in the hospital, worrying, you know, a lot of people are sick. Allah give everybody shifa kamila, inshallah. Make always dua. And those who have left the dunya, Allah give them the death of shahada. But alhamdulillah, 90% of even the most severe cases. 2 weeks ago, I get so many messages like this. The doctor said last. And today, he's coming out of the hospital. Three cases like that. Oh, the doctor said it's last. And today, they're coming out of the hospital. Yeah, alhamdulillah. Say alhamdulillah. Allah, you know, we don't want any. And we are hearing a lot of relatives in back home passing away. But no matter what it is, everybody's dying of COVID. They're not dying because right now we're coming. And I wear the mask so my parents stay safe. That was right behind. So my parents... Exactly, what's the thing? It was actually shirk to think like that. What was the saying? I said it to Naweed and my sons and that when I was coming to... Right behind. So right behind, a big, massive poster and thing. And 2 8 people, I've got the shot, I'm immune. Allahu Akbar, beloved friends, they're all becoming shirk. Allah protect us from the things of Dajjal, my beloved friends. This very, very serious crime we can be involved in when you come into a state like this. I'll go deep into talking like this, that what is the reality of everything and what is a believer? How does a believer behave? Sahabas, yes, they give their divad, they became shaheed in a plague. Hazrat Muaz made dua, Allah, me and my family, all of us, give a shahadat. And that's not for you and me. But yes, 70,000 sahabas became. So it doesn't mean that you're not pious if you... No, or it doesn't mean you didn't read your duas and this and that. But there's other things that we have to be very careful how we speak, what we say, in respect, oh, I have the shot, I'm immune, or this and that. Don't ever say that. Allah keep me immune. I got the shot, Allah keep me immune. Allah put effect in whatever it is. And I'm not telling you to get the shot. I personally am a different opinion, but you consult your doctors. SubhanAllah, alhamdulillah, subhanakallah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah.